California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
A lot of pretty spirited practice here this morning at Sharks Ice in San Jose as the Sharks get set to try to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs and sweep the season series. Drew, the Sharks are coming off a win against the Boston Bruins. They've had a few days off. And we've got news that it looks like Cam Lund is going to make his National Hockey League debut tonight. After a stellar season at Northeastern, he turns pro, gets a couple of practice days in. That's probably a benefit to him as he heads into his first game.
Yeah, and the message that the coaches will give him was what message they've given every guy coming in new. Was that 12 guys now since the start of the year, brand new into the lineup?
That's incredible, isn't it?
Amazing, yeah.
Is that the number?
I think that's the number, yeah.
Wow.
But they'll just tell him, just go play. They won't give him a heck of a lot to deal with upstairs. They want him to naturally just go out there. Read some stuff on Cam. Really good skater. Smart player. There was a lot of talk about him being very, very funny, likable guy, but very serious when it comes to his craft. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. Again, this is what's happening this year. I'm excited from this year because you're seeing progression and the steps that Mike Greer and his coach and his operations staff are making. So they've definitely got a plan and it is in motion.
Well, one thing that definitely has happened, as has been the case in the theory of Roy Sommer, is that the plan is written in pen, but the process is written in pencil. And what we've seen is the elimination of the so-called load management that we talked about at the beginning of the year for the young kids. And right now they're all together, all on the same line, looking very solid, I think.
Well, last game, what'd they do? Responsible for two goals, right? It gives you hope for the future, without a doubt, when you see that the way that they're playing, the way that Macklin has, every game does something really special, but every game his intensity and competitiveness doesn't waver. But now that you watch Will and William, they have both been terrific. I mean, there's just, again, that is a fun group to watch and exciting.
You can make an argument that since January 1st, Will Smith might be one of the best rookies in the NHL, the way that he's playing. But one thing about Macklin is I think that he's doing this better right now. I think he's controlling his aggression. In other words, he's not complaining to the referees. He's more focused. He is not as much anyway, and maybe not as openly. And I think that that's something that's really important. I mean, what do you see from the bench when you're down there?
I won't tell you who, but last game, or it was two games ago, Macklin is complaining to one of the linesmen regarding dropping the puck. It was during the TV timeout. And they're having quite the discussion. And one of the guys on the bench, a veteran hockey player, looks at me and goes, 18-year-old working the refs. I went, mm-hmm. He goes, don't see that every day.
No.
So, but he was better, and he wasn't complaining. He was having a discussion, and you know, he was definitely working the lines and trying to get a favorable draw next time.
Well, no problem in having a sales pitch.
No, exactly. That's what it was. But it was, he used to be earlier, because it's how hard he competes, how much he wants to win, that sometimes the emotions would take over. But yeah, I thought that was a funny moment portrayed, pointed out by a veteran player who's been around the league for a while.
It's interesting how Will Smith deals with his challenges a little differently. He's more like to shrug it off and say, well, I'll get you over here, and I'll outthink you in the next shift, and he often does.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're a great yin and yang. You know, even on the way that they play and on the ice, so they work so well together. They understand each other. Will's a lot quieter, so to speak, when it comes to on-ice personality.
Well, tonight it's not going to be quiet because the Toronto Maple Leafs are in town, and so it's Super Bowl Sunday as far as the media is concerned. I'm expecting that tonight and certainly the attention. But the Sharks are also have a golden opportunity here, Drew, to sweep a season series against a team that I think could win the Stanley Cup. I think this Maple Leafs team is really good. We were just talking with Jamal Mayers a few minutes ago, and he was talking about how the Maple Leafs have changed the way they play this year, and the best way to express that is to see how they become a more forechecking team. They're taking away the puck more instead of going on the rush. And somehow all of these superstars have bought into this system, and they're producing most of the year.
I think you guys are both jumping, because you guys know as well as I do, when it comes to the playoffs, you're rolling the dice. It's hard to win in the playoffs. And really, what you do in the regular season, yes, it matters in how you're building and the culture you're building.
And get ready.
Are they ready?
Don't know.
Don't know. Same with the Winnipeg Jets. The big question with the Winnipeg Jets, who have been so great all year long, is will Connor Hellebuyck play like he's played in the regular season, or will he do what he did last year against Colorado?
Well, now that they've clinched a spot, what about giving him a little bit of a breather down the stretch?
Exactly. But
that's up to Wade Flaherty.
But you know what? It's also, talk to Nabby, Evgeny Nabokov once about it. He said when you're a goaltender, when you're playing well, you always want to be in. When you're not playing well, you want to get back in so you can get your game back. But as far as the Toronto Maple Leafs are concerned, yeah, they've done a lot of good things this year. We knew, because they're a very skilled team. They're a very good team. We knew they were going to be up in the standings. We knew they were going to win games. But in the postseason, can they do it? Or will Marner shrink like he did last year? Will Matthews, again, be pedestrian-like? Their best player was Nylander the last two playoffs.
Without question.
Yeah. So, to me, I am, on pretty much everybody in the league, I am like, we'll see. It's just that's the way it is.
Well, who do they draw in the first round? I think a big deal could be if they win the division. Right now they're in first place. And if they were to play the playoffs today, they would play Montreal in the first round, I think. No, they would play Ottawa in the first round. That's not an easy series, I don't think. I think the Senators are also a team that's trying to push through.
Yeah. And finally, after all these years where we kept thinking, Senators are going to make it this year. Senators are much better. Senators are much better. Senators are much better. Now they're showing it, especially they've gone since they come back from the Four Nations. They've been great, and Kachuk has really taken them. But the team everybody should be looking at right now and really concerned about, if you are going to be in the Western Conference in the playoffs or the playoffs in general.
L.A.
That's one. Colorado's 11-1-1 in their last 13 games.
Yeah, they're out of control.
Out of control. The trades that they made and the goaltending that they've got, they are out of control.
How about Dallas, though? What about Vegas?
I love Vegas. Vegas is rolling again. Dallas played, they had 130 minutes of shutout hockey until yesterday's third period against the Oilers. And they were able to scrape that one out. But it's one of those games that we've seen 100 times with our team, is you get a lead and then you try to defend it instead of playing with it.
I was waiting for, first of all, the Oilers to tie the game and then maybe win it in overtime. And then I was going to wait for the morning shows on 6:30 Ched to talk about that. That would have been fascinating.
Plan the pre-Drew. No, now their big thing is the Oilers aren't doing enough to protect their goalies. Got to protect your goalies. Yeah, okay. So when you look at, that's another team. When Leon Draisaitl and Connor get back after their injuries, then reportedly they'll be back in about a week or maybe even a little bit longer before the playoffs. Will that supercharge them? Will Kane be back in the lineup? So there's a lot of things when you're looking at it throughout the playoffs. And we're not even talking about the best team in the league right now is Washington Capitals. And are they the best team really in the league?
We don't know, but yeah. Right now they're playing like it.
Yes, exactly. So for me, when it comes to Toronto, I'm just going to be a wait and see guy.
I don't know. I was kind of on their bandwagon this year to say maybe they've got it together. Craig Berube's doing a great job. But in the Western Conference, back to that, I wanted to talk about L.A. They're a great defensive team, and Jim Hiller's done a really good job.
Fantastic job. Yeah, we were talking about that. Todd McClellan had the 1-3-1, was married to it. They still go into that, but they're so hard to play against defensively, Danny, in their own zone. It's scary.
Notice that we haven't said anything about the Detroit Red Wings. They've suddenly taken a tumble, almost in the exact same spot where they did last year.
Yeah, that wasn't going to continue as far as when Todd took over, but their team, that power play still rolls. They just cannot get that next one like the Sharks. They just can't get that next goal that puts them over the top.
Well, the Sharks got the next one in this game against the Leafs. They were down 2-0, came roaring back. A couple of Ontario kids got the goals in the third, and Fabian Zetterlund got the goal in the shootout. We'll see what happens tonight. Jamal Mayers is with me for this home game. We're on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific time on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.